This is Alan of the Ages of Rock podcast, and I've got Peter Cicery and Bill Algy and Dennis Talbot's walking around, but he's a big turd, so we won't talk to him.
So he went from Bloody Marys to water real quick.
He's what got the heck?
It's bloody water, which we're not going to ask those questions.
You. Bloody water.
It's too much information.
That from.
Bloody Waters, that's like a punk rock blues band.
There you go. I like that.
That's right.
You are the king of puns, by the
king
way.
King of puns.
You always slip a few in.
Everybody thinks they're hilarious except my wife.
I love them.
And you know what? That makes it even better.
That's right.
Yeah, yes. It's kind of funny. Nobody's wife thinks they're funny.
No.
That's right. I'm
hilarious. My kids don't think I'm funny.
No, because I always say I'm hilarious no matter what my wife says.
That's right.
I'm my own biggest fan, so...
And just so you know, I really am recording this right now.
Hi, kiddo. How you doing? Good.
Speaking to the mic. Hello.
He says that to all the ladies.
Oh, this isn't better. So I got to ask you a question, really. You really don't know what all these buttons do you?
Yes, he does.
Is that for show?
That's his job.
Yeah, this is for show.
Okay, hold on. This one.
Oh, look.
Ooh, that's a fader. I know that. What does this one do?
That one pans left to right.
Oh, look at you. All
this
right.
This is FX.
That's not even his board.
But you do realize, Bill, that I wouldn't know the correct answer anyway, so I'm just believing what he's saying.
Yeah, but you know there's no pink button on there because he doesn't know what to do with that one.
But
oh, look at you. That almost went over my head, but that was a good. So, now I got to tell you, to be totally honest with you, I love your show. I mean, The thing I like about you guys,
you got a 20.
You pick on each other incessantly, and it's wonderful. I love it.
We're just like brothers. We are just like brothers.
That's right. And you know what's cool? We were talking a little bit like last night. Is just when you think you know everything about a band, you get in a room like this with like people of this ilk who are 10 degrees
deeper
than...
No, we can't use the word ilk.
Ilk? Is that too big of a word?
What is that?
Oh, it's a small word. Ilk, it's a small elk. It's a baby elk.
Okay.
That's what I meant. So there's always bigger elk in the room. So
I'd like to know.
I thought it was something else.
Did you purposely not bring four mics so Dennis couldn't talk?
Yes.
That is correct.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. I get it.
Without question.
So how cool is this? This is so awesome.
It's cool every year, man. Yeah. I hope it keeps going because, it's definitely graduated.
Yeah.
The first year was a little bit rough.
That's what I hear.
In the room. Last year was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you, for not knowing what was going on the first year,
it went off great, though.
They knocked it out of the park because I mean, so many of us podcasters became really good friends.
Right.
You know.
Well, that's the nice thing. I mean, there was a time in my life when I was, out of my 20s and kind of an adult, and some of the music I listened to, I'm not saying I was embarrassed about, but really none of my friends or coworkers really gave two shits. But it's like you meet all you guys and knowing that, okay, I feel comfortable in this room, and I've met so many new friends, and I really
appreciate
you.
Everybody's all geeking out together.
Yeah,
it's
so
cool. We are all equal opportunity idiots around here.
Yes, very much so. So tonight we are jamming, right?
Yes, tonight. Peter will be singing room service. I will be playing bass.
Nice.
Dennis will be playing one of the guitar parts.
I hope to get room service.
And Bill will be standing in the audience scratching his nuts.
Again,
for the
third year in a row.
That is the only room service Bill's getting tonight.
Yeah, but you know what? Some people have a condition.
The dentist just said he's a professional nut scratcher.
That is a fact.
Well, you could say he always has to sack up. But anyway,
that was
terrible.
Yeah,
that was not on your caliber. So.
Right. All right, folks. This is Peter Cicery.
Cutting you off, man.
I Love It Loudcast. Find him on Twitter. At I Love It Loudcast.
See how that works?
Yes. And their email address is iloveitloudcast@gmail.com.
He's reading this off my fat stomach right now on my shirt.
Off his shirt, yes.
And Facebook at the same name, all the same vehicles you guys are on, iTunes and Spotify.
We are?
Yeah, you are. Oh, you didn't know that? Hey, I just found out last night. Somebody came up to me and said, I listened to you on this, and it was a vehicle I didn't even know we were on.
I think I found us on something one time that I didn't know we were on.
It was
I have no clue. So you learn something new
Take that. And
you learn something new every expo.